弟兄姊妹大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣的恩惠平安喜乐跟我们弟兄姊妹同在。
May the peace, grace, and joy of our Lord always be with you.
我们今天一起来学习得水与得胜。
Today we're going to learn, receive water, and gain victory.
我们来看列王记下第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 3.
17节跟18节。
Verse 17 and 18.2 Kings chapter 3, verses 17 and 18. Verse 17. For thus says the Lord, you shall not see wind, nor shall you see rain, yet that valley shall be filled with water, so that you, your cattle, and your animals may drink. 18. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand.
17节啊，这边是神对以色列百姓的一个应许。
Verse 17 is a promise of the Lord to the Israelites.
说不见风不见雨啊，这谷要满的水。
You shall not see wind nor rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water.
使你跟牲畜有水喝。
So that you and your animals may drink.
啊，有水喝啊，就是代表他们得到水。
And to have water to drink is to receive water.
十八节啊。神再进一步的应许他们要战胜啊摩押人。
In verse 18, the Lord further promises that they will be victorious against the Moabites.
啊，所以他们是得胜。
And so they will gain victory.
啊，这边啊十八节啊十八节啊，神又继续说哈，得水啊是一件小事。
And in verse 18, it says that to receive water is a simple matter.
啊，得胜啊，是一件大事。
But to gain victory is a great matter, a big matter.
但是要得胜啊，先要得水。
But in order to gain victory, we must first receive water.
啊，得水后之后啊，人要继续的前进，才有办法得胜。
And after we receive water, we must continue on in order to gain victory.
从列王记下第三章，我们若是有读过啊，我们就会知道，这边是记载的摩押人啊，他们背叛以色列。
And if we have read 2 Kings chapter 3 before, then we understand that the Moabites betrayed the Israelites.
所以以色列王找到犹大王跟以东王啊，三个国家联合起来。要来进攻摩押。
So the king of Israel asked the king of Edom and the king of Judah to fight against Moab.
哦，他们想要从摩押的南边来进攻。
And they wanted to attack from the southern part of Moab.
哦，因为南边啊，摩押比较不会去防守。
Because Moab would not really defend the southern part.
哦，想要出其不意的来攻打摩押。
And they wanted to attack them without them knowing.
但是没有想到在旷野啊，走了七天的路程啊，他们的水都喝尽了，又没有找到水源。
But when they were in the wilderness for 7 days, they had drank all their water and could not find any water.
啊，顿时间呢，啊，他们全军啊陷入的这种困境。
And so at this time, the whole army faced a huge difficulty.
啊，这个战都还没有打啊，就已经失去了战力。
Before they even fought the battle, they already lost the battle.
啊，还好这个犹大王约沙法啊，知道来找先知。
But the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat, knew to find a prophet.
啊，先知就来转述神的话。
And the prophet told them the word of the Lord.
啊，就是在十六节、十七节这边啊，神交在他们啊，要在这个谷中满处挖沟。
That is in verse 16 and 17, the Lord instructs him to dig a valley full of ditches.
啊，虽然不见风不见雨，这个谷要满的水。
And although they do not see wind nor rain, yet the valley shall be filled with water.
啊，神也要将摩押人交在他们的手中啊。
And God will deliver the Moabites into their hand.
所以今天早上，我们就从得水与得胜啊这两个层面啊，我们来学习。
So this morning, let us learn from these two layers of receiving water and gaining victory.
啊，得水啊，就好比呢，是在突破当前的困境。
And to receive water is likened to breaking through the difficulty at hand.
啊，能够战胜眼前的挑战。
to be able to overcome the difficulty that is right in front of us.
可以解决当前的问题。
And to resolve the problem at hand.
但是得水不是他们终极的目标只是这个过程的一个环节而已。
But to receive water is not their ultimate goal, but it is just a part of the process.
但是没有得水就没有办法得胜。
But if they do not receive water, then they cannot gain victory.
我们人生难免有缺水的时候。
And in our lives, there are times when we lack water.
当遇见困难、遇见危机的时候我们的态度是怎么样？
And when we encounter difficulties and troubles, what is our attitude?
这个态度能够来决定以后会发生的事情的结果。
And our attitude will determine the results.
特别是有不信的人跟我们一起同行。
Especially when there are those who do not believe who are walking with us.
就像当时以东王他是不信主的。
Like at the time, the king of Edom did not believe in the Lord.
或许有些信心软弱的主内的弟兄姊妹跟我们同行的时候，就像这个以色列王虽然认识主，但是不相信主。
And at times, there may be weak brothers and sisters who are walking with us, like the king of Israel, although they believe in God, but they do not rely on God.
这个时候，一个信主的人就是我们在座的弟兄姊妹，我们面对问题的态度就很重要了。
And at this time, those who believe in the Lord, which is all of us sitting here, our attitude becomes very important.
所以我们借着这一第三章我们来学习一下，找出来我们要得水的一些心态。
So from chapter 3, let us learn about the mentality we should have in order to receive water.
第一个我们要得水我们就要来求告神。
First, in order to receive water, we must inquire of the Lord.
我们看列王记下第三章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 3.
第九节到十一节。
Verses 9 to 11. Verse 9. So the king of Israel went with the king of Judah and the king of Edom, and they marched on that roundabout route 7 days, and there was no water for the army nor for the animals that followed them. Verse 10. And the king of Israel said, Alas, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. 11. But Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here so that we may inquire of the Lord by him?
这边十一节约沙法说，这里不是有主神的先知吗？
In verse 11, Jehoshaphat said, Is there no prophet of the Lord here?
主神的先知在这里，所以他可以去求问他。
The prophet of the Lord is here, so they can inquire of him.
求问先知就是来求问神啊。
And to inquire of the prophet is to inquire of the Lord.
这是一个心中有神的人碰到问题的时候应该要有的态度。
And this is the attitude of someone who has the Lord in their hearts.
我们要养成这种习惯。
And we must have this habit.
有一次碰到事情的时候，我们马上第一时间就是去求告主啊。
When we encounter a difficulty, the first thing we shall do is to inquire of the Lord.
不管是大事小事。
No matter if it is a simple or small matter.
凡是会让我们放在心上这些事情。第一时间碰到的时候就去求告主。
Or big matter, no matter what sort of matter, no matter what we face, we must first inquire of the Lord.
而不是像这个以色列王呢，在第十节这边他碰到事情马上就去埋怨主。
And not to be like the king of Israel, verse 10, when he encountered difficulty, he complained against God.
他事先要去攻打摩押，他也没有求告主。
And before he even went to attack Moab, he did not even inquire of the Lord.
但是遇到困难的时候，就把全部的责任都怪到神的身上。
But when he was faced with difficulty, he put all the blame on God.
这是我们要引以为戒的。
And this is something that should serve as our warning.
其实约沙法呢，他在做王的阶段当中，他也遇到另外一个困境。
And while Jehoshaphat was king, he also encountered another difficulty.
就是好几个国家的联军在出其不意的要来攻打他。
That was that many nations, without him knowing, was going to attack him.
他听到这个消息之后，圣经上说，这个约沙法王心里就惧怕。
And when he heard this news, the Bible says that he feared.
听到这样的消息，没有人不惧怕的。
And everyone would be afraid if they heard.
但是约沙法王他做了一件很正确的事情。
But But Jehoshaphat did something that was very right.
我们看列王记下第二十章。
Let's turn to 2 Chronicles chapter 20.
列王记下二十章。
2 Chronicles chapter 20.
约沙法就便惧怕，定义寻求神，在犹大全地宣告禁食。
Verse 3, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all of Judah.
啊，这边敌人出其不意的来攻打，快离这个耶路撒冷很近了。
Here, unexpectedly, his enemies was coming to attack him, and they were drawing very near.
啊，当一个国家的带领人啊，碰到这件事情，他是惧怕。
As the leader of the nation, when he encountered this, he feared.
啊，若是国王惧怕，底下的臣民那就不用救了。
And if the king is afraid, then the people have no hope.
哦，在这个不晓得该怎么办的时候，约沙法王定义寻求神呐。
And at this time where he did not know what to do, he set himself to seek the Lord.
并且宣告全国要禁食祷告。
And proclaimed a fast throughout all the nation.
所以这是我们第一个要学习的。我们当我们缺水的时候，我们陷入困境的时候，马上来求告神啊。
And so this is the first thing that we need to learn. When we are faced with difficulties and lacking water, we must first inquire of the Lord.
就像大卫在诗篇86篇那边作诗一样。
Like what David says in Psalm 86.
我在患难之日要求告你啊。
In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you.
因为你必定会应允我。
Because you will listen to me.
若是我们碰到问题，我们在患难的时候，第一时间去求告主，神会应允我们的。
And when we encounter difficulties and troubles, and the first thing we do is inquire of the Lord, He will surely answer us.
我们不要等到我们所有的人、所有的帮助都用尽之后，才来求告主啊。
Let us not use God as our last resort after we have asked everyone else.
我们第一时间就来求找神。
The first thing we must do is to come to God.
这是第一个心态。
And this is the first mentality.
看回来列王记下第三章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 3.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
这边是第二个啊，我们在缺水的时候，我们要拥有的一种心态。
And this is the second mentality that we shall have when we are lacking water. Verse 12. And Jehoshaphat said, The word of the Lord is with him. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him.
这边是犹大王、以色列王、以东王三个王下去见先知。
Here, the king of Judah, the king of Israel, and the king of Edom, these three kings went down to see the prophet.
王是非常尊贵的。
And the king is very noble.
他们要找人，随时叫他的仆人去把这个人叫过来，来觐见王。
And if they want to see anyone, they just call someone to have them brought over.
但是他们却是一同下去来见以利沙。
But all of them together went to see Elisha.
这时候是约沙法王提议呢，让其他两个王来一起来找先知。
And it was Jehoshaphat that brought up the idea to go together to find the prophet.
从这里我们可以学习到，当我们跟我们的朋友，尤其是没有信主的、信心软弱的那些同伴，同时碰到问题的时候，我们可以引领他们来找神啊。
Here we can learn that when we are together with our unbelieving friends or weak brothers and sisters, we can guide them to inquire of the Lord.
因为在同一个处境的人要来分享，要一同来解决问题，他们比较容易沟通，要带领他们到教会也比较容易。
Because while we're in the same difficulty, it is easier to communicate and to bring them to God.
所以有时候我们碰到问题，是给我们传福音的一个好的时机啊。
So sometimes when we encounter difficulty, is a great opportunity for us to preach the gospel.
可以把那些信心软弱的弟兄姊妹带回到教会来。
To bring the weaker brothers and sisters back to the church.
把那些不信主的人来介绍到教会来认识主啊。
And to introduce our unbelieving friends to God.
我们刚刚提到说，三个王下去见以利沙。
And so these three kings went down to see Elisha.
这是一种谦卑的表现啊。
And this is a demonstration of humility.
谦卑啊，是一个人要得到主恩典的先决的条件。
And humility is the criteria that we must have in order for God to listen.
啊，谦卑也是要打开主恩门的啊的一个钥匙。
And it is also the key to open the door of grace.
啊，若是人不谦卑啊，那你就是在神面前祷告的很长的一段时间，这个主的恩门还是没有办法开的。
If we are not humble, even if we pray for a long time before the Lord, the door of grace will still not be opened.
啊，以利沙有一次叫这个亚兰国的这个元帅哈乃曼啊，你到约旦河去沐浴七次，你就会好了。
And Elisha once told Naaman to go and dip himself in the Jordan seven times.
因为乃曼呢得了麻风病。
Because Naaman had leprosy.
所以他到以色列国想要求先知来医好他的麻风。
And so he went to the prophet to ask to be healed.
他以为想说哦，他去见以利沙哦，这已经是他已经是非常谦卑的一个动作了。以利沙一定会来赶快出来迎接他，来医治他。
And he thought that by coming to the prophet was already an action of humility, and that the prophet would come quickly to heal him.
但是没有想到以利沙没有出来。
But unexpectedly, Elisha did not come out.
只是叫他的仆人跟乃曼说：“你到约旦河去沐浴七次。”
He just told his servant to tell Naaman to go dip himself in the Jordan River seven times.
乃曼非常的生气啊，想要转身回到他自己的国家去。
And Naaman became furious and wanted to go back to his own nation.
还好他的仆人劝告他。
But his servant encouraged him.
我们看列王记下第五章第十四节。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 14.
我们看十三节到十四。
Let's look at verse 13 and 14. Verse 13. And his servants came near and spoke to him and said, My father, if the prophet had told you to do something great, would you not have done it? How much more then when he says to you, Wash and be clean? 14. So he went down and dipped seven times in the Jordan according to the saying of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
他的仆人劝他，他听下去了。
And his servant encouraged him and he listened.
他有一种谦卑的心。他到约叫到约旦河去沐浴七次。
And he had a heart of humility and took action to go to the Jordan River to dip himself seven times.
乃曼一谦卑下来啊，这个恩典就临到他。
And right when Naaman humbled himself, the grace of God came upon him.
哦，这也是我们要得恩典啊，祷告蒙神垂听，缺水得水的一个重要的一个关键。
And so in order for our prayers to be heard and in order for us to receive water, this is the key that we must have.
所以在雅各书第四章里面说啊，神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And so in James chapter 4, it talks about how God opposes the proud but gives grace to the humble.
哦，这句话我们都要牢牢地记在我们的心里面。
And we must always keep these words in our hearts.
哦，我们要得到神的恩典，我们就要学习怎么样谦卑啊。
So in order to receive the grace of God, we must learn how to be humble.
若是心里面有一点点的骄傲，有一点点的，我们可以靠自己或是靠别人，神的恩典是不会临到的。
And if we have a little hint of pride and rely on ourselves or others, then we will not receive the grace of God.
神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble.
啊，所以要有谦卑的心啊，这是我们要得恩典的第二个心态。
So the second mentality we must have is to have a heart of humility.
第三个啊，我们看列王记下第三章十三节十四节。
And thirdly, let us look at 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 13 to 14. Verse 13. Then Elisha said to the king of Israel, What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father and the prophets of your mother. But the king of Israel said to him, No, for the Lord has called these three kings together to deliver them into the hand of Moab. 14. And Elisha said, As the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you.
哦，到了这个时候，以色列王哈，还是很硬心啊，还是继续责把这个所有的责任都推到神的身上。
And at this time, the king of Israel still had a hardened heart. He still blamed everything on God.
神又没有召集他，碰到问题就怪神。
And God did not ask him to do anything, but he blamed everything on God.
所以以利沙就说哈，你不要来找我了。
So Elisha told him to not come and find him.
哦，我跟你一点关系都没有。
I have nothing to do with you.
今天若是没有看在犹大王的情面上面啊，我根本不会理你，也不会顾你。
Surely, were it not that I regard the presence of the king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you.
哦，我们在走投无路的时候呢，我们都会来找神啊。
And when we have no way out, we will all come and find God.
但什么样的人的呼求神会回应呢
？But what type of person will the Lord respond to?
就像这边的，就是在这边以利沙所讲的哈，在主面前有情面的人，主会回应他。
And it is like what Elisha says, whoever the Lord regards the presence of, the Lord will.
什么是在神面前有情面？
And what does it mean to have a presence before God?
就是神所看重的人。
That is those who the Lord honors.
什么样的人神会看重？
And who will the Lord honor?
我们看撒母耳记上第二章。
Let's look at 1 Samuel chapter 2.
撒母耳记上二章三十节。
First Samuel chapter 2, verse 30.
这边告诉我们什么样的人神会看重啊。
Here it tells us what sort of people the Lord will honor. Verse 30. Therefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father would walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, far be it from me. For those who honor me, I will honor. And those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed.
这边讲得很清楚，什么样的人神会看重啊？
Here it says very clearly what sort of people the Lord will honor.
尊重神的人，神会看重他。
And for those who honor God, God will honor.
藐视神的，神必被，他必被神所轻视。
And those who despise God will be lightly esteemed by God.
所以我们缺水的时候，我们跟神求水。
So when we lack water and ask God for water,
我们要神的给我们水，我们首先要有尊重神的态度啊。
If we want God to give us water, then we must first have an attitude of honoring God.
你尊重神，神才会看重你。
And when you honor God, then God will honor you.
神才会看你的情面，把水赐给你啊。
And God will regard your presence and grant you the water.
什么是尊重神？
And what does it mean to honor God?
就是把神的事情放在优先的我们的顺序啊。
That is to put the matter of God as our priority.
我们每天都跟很多人在交际来往。
And every day we spend much time with others.
若是一个我们尊重人，要求我们帮他做一件事情。
If someone we honor and respect asks us to do something.
就是我们非常的忙碌，忙到连喝水都没有时间，他有求我们，因为我们尊重他，马上就帮他办。
Even if we are so busy that we can't even drink water, no matter what they ask, we will do it for them.
这就是我们要去用这种心态来处理、来看重神的事。
And we must have this mentality to look at the matters of God.
以利尊重他的儿子，过于尊重神。
Eli honored his sons more than God.
尊重人过于尊重神的，就是藐视神啊。
And those who honor people more than they honor God is lightly is.
我们若是藐视神的话呢，神被会轻视我们呐。
And if we despise God, we will be lightly esteemed by Him.
我们再怎么求，神也不听呐。
And no matter how hard we ask, He will not listen.
因为我们藐视神呐。
Because we despise God.
所以以神的事情为优先的人呢，神会看重他。
And so those who put God's matter as priority, God will honor.
神不但回应他的要求，连他四周围那些信心软弱没有信主的人，神一起来照顾他们。
Not only will God answer that person, but God will also take care of those around him or her.
所以我们家里若是有不信主的人。
And so if in our family, we have members who are unbelievers.
我们家里若是有一些信心软弱的人。
Or have members in our family who are weak in their faith.
我们不要灰心啊。
Let us not lose heart.
我们自己学习怎么样来尊重神，把神放在优先。
Let us first learn how to put God first.
神会看我们的情面，也会来照顾我们周围的这些人啊。
And God will regard our presence, and He will take care of those around us.
所以这是第三个，我们要得水的心态啊，就是要来尊重神。
And this is the third mentality that we should have in order to receive water. We must honor God.
啊，第四个啊，我们再看回来《列王记下》第三章。
And fourthly, let us turn back to 2 Kings chapter 3.
十六节。
Verse 16, and he said, "Thus says the Lord, make this valley full of ditches."
啊，神命令他们要在谷中满处挖沟。
The Lord commanded them to make this valley full of ditches.
哦，挖沟是很耗费体力的。
And to dig ditches takes a lot of energy.
哦，我们在座的弟兄啊，若是曾经做过兵哦，当过兵就知道，哇，挖沟是很累人的。
And for our brothers here who have been in the army, we understand that it is very difficult to dig ditches.
啊，非常消耗体力啊。
And it takes a lot of energy.
要流很多的汗口，会非常的渴。
And we will sweat a lot and be very thirsty.
哦，需要喝很多的水。
And we must drink lots of water.
但是没有水。
But there is no water.
没有水，还是要继续挖。
But even though there is no water, we must continue to dig ditches.
因为这是神的命令啊。
Because this is a command of God.
也是神的应许。
And it is also God's promise.
哦，应许必须要我们用信心去承受。
And promises must be received with faith.
哦，那应许啊，我们也是要用我们的啊，用信心哈、啊，去用我把它用行动啊，把它表明出来。
And to receive promises, we must take action with faith.
啊，所以神这样应许他们啊，但是神教导他们，你们要到满处挖沟啊。
So God promised them, but He also told them that you must make this valley full of ditches.
啊，所以这些以色列人，他们用顺从的心就去做了。
So these Israelites with a submissive heart did according to what God told them.
哦，他们不但是去挖，是满处的去挖，也去深深的去挖。
Not only did they dig, they dug a lot and they dug deeply.
哦，所以我们要得水啊。哦，我们要有顺从的心啊。
And so, in order to receive water, we must have a submissive heart.
哦，顺从的心去把它这个沟啊，深深的挖，到处的挖。
And to have the submissive heart to dig these ditches deep.
啊，挖沟啊，代表人在做自我省察的工作。
And to dig ditches means for us to consider our own ways.
好，我们看哈该书第一章。
Let's turn to Haggai chapter 1.
哈该书第一章第五节。
Haggai chapter 1 verse 5.
哈该书是在旧约的最后倒数第三卷。
And Haggai is the third to last chapter in the Old Testament.
哈该书第一章第五节。
It's the third to last book in the last of the Haggai chapter 1 verse 5.Verse 5. Now therefore, thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
看第七节。
Verse 7. Thus says the Lord of hosts, consider your ways.
啊，一连两次啊，神借着先知跟以色列百姓这样吩咐。
Here the Lord consecutively through the prophet instructs the Israelites.
啊，你们要省察自己的行为啊。
Consider your ways.
省察自己的行为，我们认真的省察，很严肃的省察。
When we diligently and sternly consider our ways.
啊，省察的越仔细，代表说我们的沟挖的越深。
And the more detailed we consider our ways, that it means the deeper we're digging the ditches.
沟挖的越深，代表说我们越是能够倒空自己。
And the deeper we dig these ditches means the more we can empty ourselves.
在圣灵的祷告当中，我们经常做省察的功夫。
In the prayer in the Holy Spirit, let us often consider our ways.
啊，尤其是我们碰到困境的时候，这种省察的工作更是不可忽略。
Especially when we encounter difficulties, we must not neglect considering our ways.
碰到问题，一直在怪别人哈，这是没有办法解决问题的。
And when we encounter problems and just blame it on others, this cannot resolve the problem.
啊，碰到一些人事问题，碰到一些家里的问题。我们不能只怪别人啊，我们要深深的省察自己啦。
And when we encounter problems, interpersonal problems or problems within our family, we must not blame others but self-examine.
我们在我们的心里面到处的挖，深深的挖。
And in our hearts, we shall dig everywhere and dig deeply.
你会发现，我们越是倒空自己， 当恩典来到的时候，我们领受的恩典越多。
And we will find that the more we dig, the more grace we will receive.
啊，所以从啊这边耶利米记下第三章哈，我们知道我们要得水啊，这种心态啊是不可或缺的。
And so in 2 Kings chapter 3, we learn of the four attitudes that we must have in order to receive water.
我们要求靠神的心。
We must have a heart of inquiring of the Lord.
我们要有谦卑的态度。
We must have a humble attitude.
我们要尊重神的表现。
We must have a demonstration of honoring God.
我们要顺从的心啊。
And we must have a submissive heart.
这些都是我们要得水必须要有的预备的动作。
These are all the preparations we must have in order to receive water.
啊，当这些动作准备好了，啊，神的恩典呢，我们就可以来随时迎接。
And after we have made these preparations and fulfilled these actions, then we can be ready to gain the victory.
那神的恩典什么时候来到呢？
And when does the grace of God come?
看列王记下第三章。
Let's look at 2 Kings chapter 3.
20节。
Verse 20. Now it happened in the morning when the grain offering was offered, that suddenly water came by way of Edom, and the land was filled with water.
这边说在隔一天早晨在献祭的时候，水就来了。
And here it says that in the next day, in the morning, the water came.
他们这些百姓啊，没有因为说啊，隔一天挖沟挖得很累又渴，然后就忽略了早上祷告的功夫啊。
And the people did not neglect their morning prayer after the previous day of digging ditches.
他们同样的在早晨该献祭、该跟神沟通的时间，大家一起在那边献成祭。
In the morning, at the same time when they were supposed to offer, they still presented their offering.
同样的，我们要得水啊，我们要克服我们的困境。
So in the same way, in order to receive water, we must overcome our difficulty.
我们这种持续不灰心的祷告是不可或缺的。
We must have a continuous prayer and do not lose heart.
因为在雅各书第一章那边告诉我们，心怀恶意的人啊，是没有办法从神那边得到任何东西的。
Because in James chapter 1, it tells us that if we have evil intent, then we cannot receive anything from God.
我们都要想从神那边 得到一些东西。
We all want to receive something from God.
但是我们心里不可疑惑。
But we cannot doubt in our hearts.
就像这些以色列百姓一样，不断的、持续的、不灰心的，虽然很疲累，隔天早上继续不断的祷告。
To be like these Israelites, even though they are very tired, yet they continue to pray in the morning.
把神的事情放优先了。
To put God's matter as priority.
所以虽然不见风不见雨。
So even though they do not see wind nor rain.
没有任何的征兆会有这个水会来。
And there was nothing that indicated that water would come.
但是他们在安静跟神献祭、跟神灵交的时候，水就出现了。
But in their quietness, when they communicated with God, this is when water came.
遍地都满的水啊。
And the land was filled with water.
若是他们没有挖沟。
If they did not dig these ditches.
若是挖得不深。
If they did not dig deep enough.
这个沟若是挖得不多。
And if they did not dig as many.
水过了，不会留下一点水。
Even if the water came, there would be no water.
若是沟挖得很少。水过了之后，这恩典只留下一点点而已
If they did not dig many ditches, then there would only be a little bit of water.
所以要他们听了先知的话，深深的挖，到处的挖。
So they listened to the word of the prophet and they dig deeply and digged everywhere.
他们得到了水喝啊。
And they received water to drink.
有了水，他们的困境解决了。
And after they received water, their difficulty is resolved.
但神的灵力不止如此啊。
But this is God's promise does not end here.
神要赐给他们更大的事情。
God was going to give them a greater matter.
得水之后还要得胜。
After they receive water, they are going to gain victory.
我们继续看列王记下三章十八节。
Let's continue to read 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 18. And this is a simple matter in the sight of the Lord. He will also deliver the Moabites into your hand.
神要让他们得胜啊。
God will give them the victory.
这是他们最终的目标啊。
And this is their ultimate goal.
得水只是能够让他们生存，能够解决当时的困境。
To receive water is only so that they can survive and resolve the difficulty at hand.
对他们原本要攻打摩押的这个计划呢，却是没有任何的进展。
But in their original plan of attacking the Moabites, they did not continue on.
哦，但是神向他们进一步的行了大事。
But God furthermore conducted a great matter among them.
神让摩押生发这个错误的心，做一个错误的判断。
And the Lord made the Moabites make a wrong judgment.
看22节、23节。
Let's look at verse 22 and 23. Then they rose up early in the morning, and the sun was shining on the water. And the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. 23. And they said, "This is blood. The kings have surely struck swords and have killed one another. Now therefore, Moab, to the spoil."
隔天早上，摩押人摆阵要跟以色列人来征战。
The next morning, the Moabites was going to fight against the Israelites.
他们都是准备很久的哈，这是身体都是有喝水都喝足了，饭都吃饱了。
And they had already made their preparations. They had eaten and drank water.
他们看到以色列那边好像这个有血色。
And they saw that on the side of the Israelites, it seemed there was blood.
他们以为是他们三个王之间起内讧，互相征战，血流成河。
And they thought that the three kings had fought against each other, and that is why the water was as blood.
其实这不是血流成河，这是太阳光照在这个水面上面的反射的这个颜色。
But actually, this was not blood. This was the reflection of the sun.
他们没有想到说那个地方怎么会有水？这是旷野。
And they did not. They thought, how could there be water? This is the wilderness.
所以他们把太阳光反射的颜色当成是他们互相起内讧、互相砍花的血的颜色。
So they took the reflection of the sun and thought it was the blood that they had shed against each other.
所以在没有人带领、没有谋略之下，他们成群要去攻打以色列人。
So without anyone leading them, they went to attack to the Israelite side.
全军在忙乱当中来进攻。
And the army in chaos was going to go and conquer.
结果是自投罗网啊。
But then they were just surrendering themselves.
以色列的三国联军趁这个时候把摩押人全部把他打败。
And the three kings at this time defeated the Moabites.
真的神让他们得胜啊。
And truly it was God who allowed them to gain the victory.
所以真的在生活当中神也是会解决我们所遇见的一些困难的事情。
So truly in our lives, God will help us resolve the difficulties that we face.
因为神爱我们。
Because God loves us.
这些困境、这些困难、这些问题神当然会帮我们解决。
And these difficulties and troubles, of course, God will help us resolve them.
只要我们有求靠神的心还有这我们刚刚所查考过的，这些都我们都具备的话，神会帮我们解决问题。
As long as we have the attitudes that we discussed before, God will surely help us resolve our problem.
但是解决问题，让我们得水喝，这个在神在我们人生的计划当中，只是小事而已。
But to resolve difficulties and to receive water is only a simple and small matter.
若是我们的信仰体验，我们信主只是在追求这些小事，就很可惜啊。
If in our journey of faith we are only pursuing after these little and simple matters, then it is very pitiful.
神要赐给我们更大的事情啊。
God will grant us greater matters.
若是我们只追求小事，就像在士师时代的以色列人一样。
If we only pursue after these simple and small matters, then we will be like the Israelites in the time of the judges.
在士师时代四百多年当中，以色列人他们用就是在绕一个圈圈啊。
And in the time of the judges, for 400 years, the Israelites were in this circle.
他们碰到困难的时候，他们就哭求神来求靠主。
Or they're in this cycle, and when they encounter difficulty, they would cry out to God.
神可怜他们， 就派士师来解决他们的问题啊。
And God had compassion on them, and He would send the judges to resolve their problem.
让他们得到水。
To allow them to receive water.
但是有水喝之后，困难解决之后，慢慢的就忘了神了。
But after they received water and the problem was resolved, then they would slowly forget about God.
忘了神啊，就离开主的。
And when they forgot about God, they would leave the Lord.
不多久又有敌人来欺负他们，他们又遇到困难。
And not long after, an enemy will come and attack them, and they encounter another difficulty.
困到困难受不了的，又来求靠神。缺水了，想要从神那边得水喝。
And when they encounter difficulty and no longer can bear it, then they cry out to God to receive water.
在士师时代四百多年当中，都是一而再、再而三的用这个模式在循环。
And in these 400 years, in the time of the judges, they continued on in this cycle.
这是我们现在的生活吗？
And is this our lives today?
我们只是在缺水得水，得水之后又忘了神，然后又求水吗？
Do we lack water and then receive water and then forget about God and then lack water again and ask God?
这不是神要我们得到的。
This is not what God wants us to gain.
当然神，一些每些小事神都会成全我们。
Of course, these simple matters, God will listen to us.
但是神最重要的目的是要让我们求更大的事。
But the most important purpose of God is for us to ask Him for greater matters.
神要把更大的事成就在我们的身上。
God will accomplish greater things in our lives.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章十二节。
John chapter 14, verse 12.
这是神的应许。
This is the promise of God.
每一个人都可以做到。
And this is something that we can all do. Verse 12. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. And greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. 13. And whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
这边主耶稣要离开之前呢，给门徒的一个应许。
Here, this is the promise of the Lord Jesus before he departed from his disciples.
这个应许今天也是给我们。
And this promise is also to us today.
主耶稣说，他所做的事情，信我的人也要做。
He says, the works that I do, those who believe in him will do also.
并且要做比这更大的事。
And greater works than these he will do.
这是神给我们每一个人的应许。
This is a promise of God to each and every one of us.
所以我们每一个人都要求神，让我们可以做更大的事。
So we all must ask God to do greater works.
神已经把这个更大的事要赐给我们，我们就要去求。
God has already promised us these greater works, so we must ask for it.
什么是更大的事呢？
And what are these greater works?
就是在三节这边。
That is what it says in verse 13.
就是要让我们的父，我们的神，我们的主得到荣耀。
That our Father, God, and Lord may be glorified.
让神得到荣耀，这是我们每一个人都可以去做的更大的事情啊。
And for God to receive glory, this is something, this is a greater work that everyone can do.
我们的父在什么样的事上会得到荣耀呢？
And in what sort of matters will our Father be glorified?
当我们的信仰成长的时候，我们父会得到荣耀。
When our faith grows, our Father will be glorified.
当我们的生命更新变化的时候，我们父会得到荣耀。
When our lives are renewed and transformed, our Father will be glorified.
当我们的灵命能够得胜的时候，我们的父会得到荣耀。
When our spiritual life can be victorious, our Father will be glorified.
不但我们自己灵命得胜，当我们让我们周围的人，他们也能够生命更新变化的时候，父更是大大的得到荣耀。
Not only when we ourselves are strengthened, but if those around us are transformed and renewed, then the Father will be even more glorified.
这是更大的事情，我们可以跟父来祈求的。
And this is the greater works that we can ask of God.
神会处理我们日常生活所碰到的这些困境啊。
And God will resolve our daily difficulties.
但是这些都是小事。
But these are all simple matters.
这些小事的用意是让我们能够有信心，能够成全大事。
These simple matters is for us to have faith to accomplish these greater works.
从我们只看重解决目前生活的困难，进一步到能够让我们的生命更新变化，能够得胜。
from us being able to resolve these small difficulties to be able to be renewed and transformed.
这是父应许我们的大事啊。
And this is the great work that God has promised us.
我们要靠着圣灵能够做更大的事情，能够在我们生活当中，在我们生命当中能够得胜。
We must rely on the Holy Spirit and on God to do greater work so that we can gain victory.
我们有圣灵可以靠。
We have the Holy Spirit to rely on.
因为父，因为主耶稣已经往父那边去了。
Because the Lord Jesus has gone to the Father.
就像这边十二节讲着，我们可以做大事，更大的事情，因为主耶稣往父那边去，跟天父求圣灵来帮助我们。
Like what it says in verse 12, that greater works these we will do because Jesus goes to the Father.
所以信仰不只是求生存，困难得解决。
And so faith is not just for us to ask for survival and to resolve difficulties.
不单只是得水而已啊。
To not only just receive water.
我们更是要生命成长，更新变化，能够得胜。
We must grow in our lives to be renewed and transformed and to gain victory.
每一个人得胜，我们的天父才能够得到荣耀。
And when we all gain victory, then our Father may be glorified.
我们自己也会得到造就。
And we also will be edified.
能够从神那边得到神给我们的荣耀。
And we can receive the crown of righteousness that God will give us.
好，我们来唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
176首。
176.
等一下我们祷告完唱这个副歌。
And after we pray, we will sing the chorus. Please be seated.
我们要做结束的祷告。
We are going to make our concluding prayer.
在祷告当中我们感谢神平安带领我们即将要结束2018年。
In our prayer, let us give thanks to God, for we are about to conclude 2018.
在两个礼拜2018年就到一个结束进入2019年了。
In two weeks, 2018 will come to a conclusion, and we will enter into 2019.
感谢神带领我们这一年的平安。
And we thank God for His guidance peacefully through this year.
虽然每一个人多多少少都有缺水的时候，但是神用他的应许让我们得水喝。
Although we all have encountered times where we lack water, yet according to the promise of God, He has allowed us to receive water.
But
But we must furthermore hold on to the promise of God.
不单只是祷告得水，我们要跟神祷告要得胜。
To not only pray to receive water, but also to pray to gain victory.
所以在祷告当中，求神赐给我们力量。
So in our prayer, let us ask God to give us strength.
让我们有信心，有顺服的心，能够在神的圣灵带领之下，我们能够得胜。
That we may have faith and a submissive heart, so that under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we may gain victory.
我们在座有初次来的朋友。
And among us, there is our first-time friend.
我们等一下一起跪下祷告。我们先跪下，手合起来，眼睛闭起来。
And so when we pray, let us kneel down, close our eyes, and clasp our hands together.
我们第一句话讲说，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
And the first thing we say is, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们刚刚所读的约翰福音，我们若是什么奉主的名求什么主耶稣会赐给我们。
And as we read in John, no matter what, if we pray in the name of the Lord, He will grant it to us.
所以我们祷告是奉主耶稣的名祷告。
And so that is why we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们不断的念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣，来赞美神。
And let us repeatedly say Hallelujah to praise the Lord.
我们心里面有什么话，我们也可以跟天上的父来说。
And we can say whatever is in our hearts to the Father.
但是天父我们还没有说以前，他已经知道了我们只要多多的来赞美神，来赞美他，他会来应允我们。
But our Heavenly Father, before we say anything, already knows our needs. So let us often praise Him.
所以我们不断的说哈利路亚，赞美神
And so let us continually say Hallelujah, praise the Lord.
祷告结束会按铃，我们一起念阿门来结束。
And to conclude the prayer, we will ring the bell and we will say Amen to conclude the prayer.
Amen 就是实实在在的我刚刚所说的一切都是从我内心而出的。
And Amen means most assuredly and truly whatever I just said in my heart is true.
求神来成全。
And we ask God to fulfill.
那我们同样的为教会在新的年一年度的教会的圣工的发展来祷告。
And let us also ask God to guide the work of the church in the new year.
也为我们所知道的软弱的弟兄姊妹，还有我们在座的慕道的朋友来代祷。
And to pray for our weaker brothers and sisters and our truth-seeking friends.
一起来跪下祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣。